This is St. Louis Public Radio. In the past weeks, residents in Ferguson have seen familiar businesses broken into and looted, heard gunshots at night, and many say their trust of law enforcement has been deeply shaken. St. Louis Public Radio's Dury Buscarin takes a look at how residents in Ferguson are coping.
About 150 residents lined up outside the Delwood Community Center before the doors opened, taking numbers and waiting to enter a resource drop-in center organized by the United Way. Cornell Merritt stood with his wife and two granddaughters, ages 3 and 4. One night, the entire family was in the car when they were caught in a riot and tear gassed. But Merritt says every night is traumatic.
We can't leave our house because, like I said, we stay on West Florissant, and everything was going up and down West Florissant, so we stayed in the house. They was continually hearing the ambulance and the police just steady flying up and down the street, stuff like that. So far, but we know we're making sure that they stay kept.
Merritt is one of 300 people the center is able to serve every day to help take care of their basic needs. A mobile unit outside provides medical checkups and prescription refills, while organizations inside provide supplies for those who have been unable to shop where they normally would. Ashley Gannon of the United Way says public transportation has been limited, and she knows of at least one resident who lost her job because she couldn't get to work.
She works in South City. She has to catch the bus at night. You know, with so many nights of the violence happening and, you know, it being unsafe, she was just unable to work and unfortunately lost her job.
The difficulty of living in Ferguson right now, paired with the stress of violent outbreaks at night, has a profound effect on mental health. Pastor Terrence Small of the AME Church is one of 10 volunteers at the center who are providing free counseling.
Anything from family issues, employment, and of course, issues around the central event here, perhaps with some of the young males or some of the parents.
Pastor Small says he's counseling residents through frustration, anger, fear, and anxiety, emotions directly and indirectly related to the shooting of Michael Brown.
An event usually will be the catalyst, but as we discover in counseling, other things come to the surface.
Something else can happen when a community experiences a traumatic event. Residents are at a greater risk of developing symptoms of acute stress disorder, the precursor to PTSD. That's according to St. Louis University psychology professor Terry Weaver. Weaver says the risk is even higher for communities like Ferguson, where there are disparities along racial and socioeconomic lines.
It's a cumulative and chronic impact on a person's health and well-being. And you think about parents and their concerns for their children. You know, these concerns and micro experiences erode, you know, a person's sense of safety.
But Weaver says communities that can band together in difficult times are also the most resilient. 19-year-old Rolanda Robinson lives about 3 blocks from where most of the protests are.
I mean, we've been okay, but it's disturbing. You know, you jump out your sleep at night, you be shaking, you don't know what's really going on. You know, it sounds like it's right outside your window, so.
But instead of avoiding the protests, Robinson and her family pull out a grill and serve hot dogs to people on the street over the dinner hour. They take donations, but Robinson says she uses a lot of her own money for supplies.
I just feel like I'm being helped. You know, I'm being a help to others, you know, by giving out free food and free water. Because, I mean, I feel like that, you know what I'm saying, somebody has to do it. If nobody does it, who's going to do it? Somebody has to be peaceful somewhere, positive somewhere, right?
And for Robinson, helping her community is helping her find peace. In Ferguson, I'm Dury Buscarin, St. Louis Public Radio.